Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 20th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Google AI Impact, GPT-4o Image Limits, Multimodal AI Flaws, AI in Sports. Google AI Impact. The European Commission has its sights set on Google AI Overviews, a new feature within Google's search tool. They are currently examining how these AI-generated summaries handle more complex search queries in relation to EU copyright regulations, according to spokesperson Thomas Regnier, speaking to Euractiv. Additionally, the oversight of this feature may involve stricter competition rules outlined in the Digital Markets Act, platform stipulations from the Digital Services Act, and established unfair competition laws. There's also a focus on whether these AI summaries align with the European Media Freedom Act, ensuring access to a variety of editorially independent media content. GPT-4o Image Limits. GPT-4o, a prominent image-generating model, demonstrates notable ability in creating visually stunning images. However, according to a recent study by the University of California, Los Angeles, it struggles with tasks requiring genuine image understanding, contextual thinking, and logical reasoning. The researchers assessed GPT-4o across three areas: global instruction adherence, image editing, and post-generation reasoning. Findings suggest that while the model excels in image quality, it often fails to incorporate overarching contexts reliably. Instead, it tends to follow prompts literally, regardless of any predefined interpretations. As a result, the study's authors advocate for specific benchmarks focusing on semantic coherence and contextual comprehension. Multimodal AI Flaws. Researchers at the University of Maryland have unveiled ColorBench, a benchmark specifically designed to evaluate how vision language models handle color perception and processing. The study reveals significant weaknesses in these models, even the most advanced ones. ColorBench assesses three key areas: color perception, color inference, and resilience to color changes, with 11 tasks comprising 1,448 instances and 5,814 image text questions. Models are challenged to recognize colors, estimate color ratios, count colored objects, and resist color illusions. Notably, models struggle with tasks such as color counting and color blindness tests, often achieving less than 30% accuracy. The findings indicate that while color information is frequently utilized, it can lead to errors in certain tasks. Interestingly, chain-of-thought reasoning enhances not only inference tasks but also resilience to altered hues. ColorBench is publicly accessible and aims to drive the development of more color-sensitive and robust vision language models. AI in sports. Football clubs such as Bayern Munich and Brighton & Hove Albion harness AI technology to delve into the mental strength of players by examining their body language. A startup, Inside Out Analytics, specializes in quantifying nonverbal communication to refine scouting and tactical decisions. This psychological data adds another layer to the traditional physical performance metrics and may emerge as a crucial success factor in professional football. However, critics caution against potential misinterpretations and the possibility of players modifying their behavior in response to these analyses. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.